This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
On this side of the red light, are y'all with me this morning? On this side of the red, preach, Reverend Turner. On this side of the red light, you have control of whether you stop or not. If you run that light, on the other side of that red light, and there's a police sitting there, you no longer have control. Is anybody with me today? The same way it is in life. Right now, you have control of where your soul goes. When you die, you no longer have control of where you go. You have an opportunity these days that you live. You control what happens after you die. See, my friend, after you die, you cannot tell God which way you want to go. You cannot repent of your sin. You cannot turn from your wicked way. There is no prayer when you die. I want to talk to you about yourself. I know. Let's go into the text. This is Jesus. Jesus tells this parable. A parable is something that has an earthly illustration with a heavenly meaning. The parable, we do not define a parable. A parable defines us. Jesus tells this parable. He tells it because he says there's a rich man. He said, and this certain rich man has lots of goods. This rich man has, do you see him? This rich man has gathered all of these fruits, all of these goods. He has nice clothes. He has nice cars. This rich man has a nice house. He's put all of his energy, all of his time, into all of these fine and fancy things of life. Yeah, yeah. You can relate to it because there are some of us today that we put a lot of emphasis on a nice car, house, clothes. If I can get this relationship, if I can get that relationship, let me talk to you for a minute. If I can get him, if I can get her, if I can get it, if I can get those, if I can get that, if I can get a Michael Kors watch. If I can get alligator shoes, I know I'm in the house today. If I can get this weed, this way, if I can get this, if I can get that, we automatically think, we put all of our energy, all of our time, all of our everyday lives are on these things. These things will soon fade away. These things will not last forever. They have nothing to do with your soul. Many of us are trying to reach a certain status in our life. Many of us are trying to be somebody. We're looking for fame. We're looking for fortune. We want people to know our name rather than God know our name. We want people to know how we dress, what we drive, how well we can sing, how well. There are some people now, they are even wrapped up in the Jesus was black. Jesus was a Hebrew. That we are black Hebrews, y'all young people, y'all don't know, we know about all of this. Y'all gonna talk back to me this morning? They're trying to get with you. They're trying to get through you. They're trying to distract you now with Jesus was black. With Jesus was, we are black Hebrew. I came here to tell you, my brothers, he might have been black. He might have been white. But that doesn't matter to us. What really matters to us is what color was his blood. Do I have any witnesses in the house? What color is your blood? What color is his blood? That's the blood that was shed for us on Calvary Hill. That blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins. It heals us. It helps us. It holds us. It picks us up. It turns us around, and it places our feet. I wouldn't give a flying flip if Jesus was blue. He shed his blood. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave here today. They are trying to distract you. They're trying to turn you away. They're trying to, can I throw this in just for free? They are saying that in the Bible that Jesus was black. When you look in the book of Revelation, it says his eyes was like red as fire. His hair was like lamb's wool. That's symbolic. In fact, if you want to get technical about it, that's not the way Jesus looked. That's the resurrected Jesus. That's after he had died and rose from Calvary and rose from the grave. That's how he looked. His eyes were red as fire, which means that he has fire in him. That it's the fire that burns. Hair was like lamb's wool. So what? That means he black. What matters is he saved our soul from an eternal burning heat. And speaking of hell, I will not veer off too far. I'll stay within the text. And speaking of hell, I need to tell you, I need to give you three things that's not in hell. There's no love, there's no light, and there's no exit. Jesus tells of this man, he gets all of this stuff together. He says to himself, I've gotten all of this. Now I have it all. Yeah. I'm going to sit back, eat, drink, and be merry. Yeah. God shows up. Yes, Lord. God always has a time that he shows up. Yes, do I have any believers in the house? Yes. Thank God that he showed up in our lives. God shows up. God shows up. God says, you fool. You've done all of this. He calls him foolish because his emphasis was on the things of the world and not on the spiritual things. The old people had it right when they said, build your hopes. Send up your timber. Yeah. Are you with me yet? Yeah. Watch this. First of all, it is your soul anchored in the Lord. 3 points and then I'll go. Amen. First point is, for your soul to be anchored in the Lord, you have to be ready. Amen. Somebody say ready.
Ready.
You have to be ready. Yeah. The way you get ready, you have to confess with your mouth. You have to believe. Amen. Mama can't do this for you. Grandmama can't do it for you. There are many of us that are running around thinking that we can ride mama's and grandmama's coattail all the way to heaven. It's not going to work. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You can't ride deacon's coattail. I don't care if your daddy was the chairman of the deacons, your daddy was the pastor, my mama helped to lay the foundation and the cornerstone. So what? What do you do? The Bible, the old people used to say, every law tub. Y'all help me with it. You have to confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God, that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the gospel. I know that this is not popular preaching. I know it's not name it, claim it, blab it, and grab it. I know it's not that, but this is gospel preaching. You have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. Matthew 3:16-17, that he died on the cross. Matthew 27:50, that he rose victorious from the grave. Matthew 28:5, and that he will come back again. Acts 1:8-10. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died, not a Son of God, but is the. A would tell you that there are other sons. D, it means that that's it. Jesus says, I'm Alpha. I'm the beginning. I'm the end. I'm the one that was dead and now living forevermore. You have to believe this for yourself. Mama can't do this for you. Daddy can't do it for you. And I know that we have a thing now that we're running around with our young people. Rev, you got to be right so you can keep us right. You have to get right. You have to do this. Your salvation is not dependent on Rev. Rev got to make sure he's right. Are you with me yet? Watch this. Not only that, you have to be ready. Secondly of all, in your soul being anchored, not only do you have to be ready, then we have to take the right way. You see, right way is not always popular, my friend. Jesus, in his parable, he speaks of two roads. He tells us of the broad and wide. That's the one that we like to take. That's the one that some people are on. That's the one that everybody's doing. I came here to tell you, listen to me, young people, when you become a Christian, there's a right way. And I want to tell you, young people, and I want to talk to some old folks too. When you become a Christian, there's some things that you can't do. Y'all want to talk back to me? The worst thing that we could do when we went out in the street, when we left home, was to embarrass our parents. Y'all want to talk back to me this morning? Y'all ain't saying nothing in here. My mama and your mother used to tell me, when we go out there, don't you embarrass. Are you with me yet? When you become a child of God, you are his child, and you can't do everything that everybody else is. Are you with me? We used to go out there, and mama used to tell me, you can't do what everybody else do. You can only do what you, my child. I want to tell you today, there are things that people in the world are doing, that's their way. But you are a Christian. And the Bible says you have to do everything decently. It does not mean that you can't have fun. It does not mean that you can't have friends. But there are some things that you can't do because it embarrasses your daddy. Y'all gonna talk back to me? They can dance because they don't belong to God. They can do things because they don't belong to God. You can't get out there. You can't be twerking and catching. But you can't, because they are the devil's children and you are God's child. God's children has a standard that he has set. Please shall return. There is a right way. Bible says, I know that we have a thing that mama and everybody else is doing. Everybody else is wearing it. Everybody else is talking like this and doing this. But there is a right way. There are things that we get out there and it seems right unto us. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. And I know that it seems like it's good, But it might not be of God. Some things, everything that is good to us is not always, y'all talk back to me again. Your soul to be anchored in the Lord, first you have to be ready. Somebody say right way. Secondly, there's a right way. But then thirdly, you have to stay in this Christian life. You have to stay in the race. Somebody says, stay in the race. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, stay in the race. Thirdly, you have to stay in the race. I'm ready to go now. Because in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, the race not given to the strong, not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. You see, here's what I like about what Jesus said on Calvary. Yeah. Jesus said, it's finished. Which tells us, once you get in the race of life, of this Christian life, you don't have to win. Strangest thing that I ever seen in this race, the Bible says that at the end we get a crown of life. That's contrary to the world, because in order for a runner to get the crown at the end of the race, they have to win. But in this race, all you have to do is just stay in. Does anybody believe and know what I'm talking about? You see, in this race, every now and then, you're going to have some pitfalls. And you'll have some pit stops. You're going to have some things that will happen. Sometimes in this race, you're going to have to cry. Sometimes. There'll be somebody that can testify. Oh, shoot, I almost feel like preaching. Sometimes you're going to be cursed out. Your name will be scandalized, thrown all up and down life highways. But I came here to tell you that if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, God will turn things around. I heard the songwriter said, be not dismayed for whatever may be tied. God will make a way out of no way. I mean, if I set this thing down. God will see you through when your money's funny and your change is strange. When your family is few, when it seems like you just can't make it another day, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. He will hear your faintest cry, and he'll answer by and by. And I hear somebody saying, I got a testimony now. For every mountain you brought me over, for every trial, is there anybody know what I'm talking about? You've seen me through. For every blessing, can I get somebody to wave your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care? Ain't God all right? Say yeah! Say yeah! I know he's all right. It's your soul. Your soul. Don't worry about my soul. Don't worry about this man's soul or that woman's soul. Your soul. Mama used to tell us, don't worry about anybody else's business. Mind your own business. So don't worry about them to make sure they're right. Make sure that you're right. Your soul anchored in the Lord. If you were to die as Arthur did, at work, at school, on the playground, washing your car, making your bed, eating your food, laying down at night, Walking in the house. Do you know that you'll go to heaven? Give me some music. Do you know that God will raise you up when he comes back? You see, in spite of everything else that you might hear, the fact of the matter is Jesus is coming back. I'll tell you this story as we leave. One time there was these two little boys, they were growing up. They were best of friends. One dad, the other one, they got down to a pool, to a pond. One of them could swim and the other one couldn't. The one that could swim, he dared the one that couldn't swim. He said, jump out in that water. He said, I dare. The one that couldn't swim, he ran out, he jumped in the water. He went down once, went down twice, and the one that could swim jumped in, helped him, saved his life. He said, oh, thank you, you saved my life. Years passed after that. The one that couldn't swim got into trouble. They brought him in before the judge. The judge was sitting there in his judgment seat. He looked at him. He knew him. The boy that they brought in, handcuffed, he said, I'm going to be all right. I know that judge. He said, that was my friend. I know him. He said, y'all ain't got to worry. I'm going to get out. So he said, Your Honor, I know you, and I know that everything is going to be all right. You saved me once. Judge looked down at him, said, son, the first time I saved you, I was your savior. This time, I'm your judge. When Jesus left us came to us the first time, he was our savior. This time when he comes back, he's going to be your judge. How will you be judged? Your soul is at stake today. Maybe there is someone here. Give me some music. Maybe there is someone here. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I know somebody said, well, Pastor, y'all ought to do this at a funeral. But it's not a funeral. This is an opportunity. Brother Arthur has lived his life. Now you must live. The Christian life, those of us who are Christians, you'll discover that it's the best life we ever had. You just talk to us. Best life we ever had. We know where we were last night. We woke up this morning fixed in our right mind. And if you're a Christian, you have peace with God. We're not saying that we're perfect. But the Christian life is fun. Amen. It's a good life. Yeah. You have a chance to laugh. You meet new friends. You meet new people. I had a series of messages that we preached here last year, and it was called Coming Out of Your Comfort Zone. Many of us never experience life because we stay in one place. We never meet anybody new. We never go anywhere else. Many of us confine ourselves to just Alexandria. We confine ourselves to one place, one community, one house. Yeah. There are people that are right down the street we never know. Amen. Because we never speak. Amen. Or we never take a walk down the street. Yeah. Let's see if Henry stay here. Amen. You'll find so many people. We stay in our comfort zone. We never come to church on Wednesday night. Amen. You know why? Because the big choir is not there. Amen. The fanfare. All the hallelujah. Everybody dressed. That's not happening on Wednesday night, and so we don't want that. We want to hear the choir. We're coming now for entertainment. But I came to tell you, we're going to get out of worshipainment, and we're going to get into worship. Are you with me yet? So everybody, we have to understand that the Christian life is a good life. Somebody's saying, well, I got to give up this. I got to give up smoking. I got to give up drinking. I got to give up cursing. I got to give up my friends. What matters to you? Amen. What's important to you? Amen. And if your friend leaves you when you get saved, y'all wouldn't walk in the same way anyway. And God will take away the taste of smoking. I know that's some Christians here. That's some old people here. They don't like to raise their hand when I say this. We used to smoke.
That's right.
We used to drink.
That's right.
How do y'all know that we know when y'all been smoking and drinking?
That's right.
How do y'all know that we know when your eyes are red what you've been doing? Y'all ain't gonna like me. We ain't going back over there. My mother, I came in one day as high as I ever could be. Eyes were red. I ate peppermint. I had gum. I had put in Visine eye drops. And she said, take off them glasses. I took off, eyes were red. She said, you've been smoking weed. How do you know that? She said, I smoke. Larry, it takes one. We've been where you're going. Don't ever think you can outsmart your parents. They know, they've forgotten more than you know. You can come today just as you are. You can come today. I know that there are many of us, we say, listen, I'm real. As a preacher, I'm real. Many of us, the first thing that we said, well, real, I got to clean myself up. You can't do it. How many times have you tried that? Come now. Just as you are. Rev, I'm into this. Pastor, I'm into that. Rev, I'm into this. You're the one that Jesus wants. He's not waiting for you to get out of it. He said, I want you while you're in. Anybody hear what I'm saying? All of us that came to the Lord, we didn't come to the Lord clean. We came to the Lord dirty. Not fit for anything. The Lord clean you up. You can come now. No one, nobody can talk about it. And there are some people here that are saying,
we here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Ms. Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary, a family serving families.
Robinson Family Mortuary is now located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. Hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Robinson Family Mortuary, a proud sponsor of this program.
Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has a full range of services that are available, such as online banking, freedom checking, 24-hour bank line. You can phone 1-800-992-7059. And we are an equal housing lender. Southern Heritage